are the WGXC headlines for Thursday, February 9th. Over 12,000 people are now dead from the earthquake in Turkey. Experts say people can survive up to a week or more under rubble, but it depends on their injuries, how they are trapped, and weather conditions, which have been cold there. U.S. Senator John Fetterman, the Pennsylvania Democrat who suffered a stroke during his campaign last year, was hospitalized February 8th after feeling lightheaded while attending a Senate Democratic retreat, his office said. Prison officials say an inmate at the Hudson Correctional Facility in Columbia County died last week, but they are not saying how the inmate died or virtually anything else about the incident. An 18-wheel truck got stuck on Platte Clove Road in Saugerties, despite signs warning not to proceed. Eventually, the trucker realized he could no longer continue, but by then it was too late, and it took 24 hours to get the truck unstuck. And there was a major NBA trade overnight. Phoenix sent Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, 4 first-round picks and additional draft compensation to the Brooklyn Nets for 13-time All-Star Kevin Durant and forward T.J. Warren.
This is Cecilia Kacik, the former state senator who represented Greene County. You are listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and today we've got a busy show. We're going to hear an excerpt of Will Lawrence's performance last night at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. He's one of the members of the Felice Brothers, and he performed solo there last night on a WGXC web stream and live FM broadcast. We're also going to hear national headlines from the Public News Service, the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, and more on the WGXC Morning Show. It all starts after Jason Martin from Troy finishes this song, and then it's time for the local news.
Network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Thursday, February 9th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that an attorney for the family of a 29-year-old man who died from burns weeks after a Catskill Village police officer ignited him with a taser sent a letter to the state attorney general's office February 7th, wondering why there has been so little legal action in the case. Jason Jones died after more than 40 days in a coma in a Syracuse burn unit after the incident that was recorded on video in the Catskill Village police station. In October 2021, Jones entered the police station, doused himself with flammable hand sanitizer in front of three police officers in the lobby of the Village police station. Jones is tasered by one of the officers, and they scatter instead of giving aid when Jones caught on fire, the recording shows. The Office of State Attorney General Letitia James has not issued a report summarizing its investigative findings or indicated whether the matter will be reviewed by a grand jury. Kevin A. Lubrand, an attorney for Jones's family, wrote to the Attorney General that, quote, 16 months have passed since Jason was shot and 14 months have passed since Jason died, and yet your office has been unable to even reach a decision on whether the actions of the officers involved warrant a referral of the case to a grand jury, let alone actually presenting the matter to a grand jury for consideration, unquote. A spokesperson for James said her office is investigating the matter and, quote, we offer our sincerest condolences to Mr. Jones's family and will provide them with the answers they are owed, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. News 10 in Albany reports that Governor Kathy Hochul met with her state's congressional delegation on February 8th, but Representative George Santos was not a part of the group. Quote, no one noticed George Santos was not here, unquote, Representative Mark Molinaro, the Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, said. Democrat Representative Richie Torres said the discussion was productive, quote, partly because we had no charlatans like George Santos in the meeting, unquote. Both Molinaro and Democrat Pat Ryan commented how they agreed with Republican Mitt Romney, who reportedly told Santos at the State of the Union speech that he did not belong in Congress. Quote, and I'm glad he said directly to Congressman Santos what many of us have been saying and thinking, unquote, Molinaro said. And Ryan agreed, saying, quote, I'm glad Senator Romney joined what myself and my New York colleagues, Democrat and Republican, have been saying for weeks, unquote. Read the full story at News 10 website. Diane Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that two 13-year-old Pine Bush residents in Ulster County who spray-painted, quote, the N-word, unquote, on buildings at a Buddhist retreat center are facing felony hate crime and criminal mischief charges. Someone at the World Buddhist Center on State Route 52 reported the racist graffiti to police at 11 p.m. on January 9th. The teens were arrested in Shawangunk and Warwissing and were released with Ulster County Family Court appearance tickets. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. WNYT reports that community members in Menons, just north of Albany, are running a daily donation drive for the victims of the earthquake in Turkey at 100 Broadway in Menons from 1 to 5 p.m. They are collecting jackets, blankets, sweaters, baby supplies, and hygiene products for those injured, homeless, and getting through the freezing weather. Several local mosques are contributing to the efforts. Supplies donated to the Turkish are donated to the Turkish consulate in Manhattan to be shipped overseas. There are now more than 12,000 dead from the earthquake, with more rubble to search. Read more about this story at WNYT. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, February 9th. Local early morning temperatures range from 21 degrees in Stephentown to 32 degrees in Tannersville. Regional average soil temperature is 33. Rain shows up around 9 a.m. and will stick around all day. A high temperature of 43 happens by 3 p.m. and it will linger, then increase overnight, hitting 49 degrees. Rain ends by dawn and Friday will be dry and relatively warm with a high of 50 degrees. But if you're going out, you gotta still layer up because winds will be gusty. 30 degrees overnight takes us into a still windy Saturday with a high of only 39. Winds calm down overnight and temperatures hit 24 degrees. Sunday is looking nice, calm winds and a high of 43. Sunset today will be at 5:05 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:55 a.m. Looking way up, we see, hey, look at that. Flare chances are up. 15% for an X-Class event. Sunspot AR 3213 is pretty unstable with a Delta-class magnetic field, and it is well in view of our planet. Solar wind speed is currently 509 kilometers per second at 2.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair for AM radio only till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 142, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And if you would like some extra content like weather charts, animations, and fun facts, look us up on Telegram, The Better Weather, all one word.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Mother, please, I'm communicating with my fellow hams.
How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Take a look at the music industry and try to see what happened.
I don't know why you're looking for it.
Getting the record on the radio.
That's the title of the big tune.
And it goes like this.
Some promotion men for big record companies use a variety of illegal approaches to get radio play for their records.
Please, whatever job he takes, make sure it's something quiet.
Pop music is not just an ordinary business.
With the listeners mean revenues. Revenues.
Best-selling record albums.
It's run by very organized people. Very organized. An amateur like you can't go up against professionals.
But the good qualities. Ethics, you know.
Hey, come on. We're not serious.
There is no professional ethics.
Because huge amounts of money are at stake.
The question is, how far will they go to achieve their objective?
Getting the record on the radio. Play it again, again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again, again, and again.
On the radio.
On the air. Tight playlist.
On the air.
Top 40.
On the air.
Top 30. Top 20. Or even fewer.
Record business is a business of big winners.
The story begins with a hit single and a hit album and get them on TV.
The vicious game.
Paying them anything, anybody at a radio station, to get a record play.
Run by very organized people. Very organized.
It isn't fair.
Drugs used to get a record played on the radio.
Did you see that kind of thing?
Be bad. Nobody say it. Do it.
Formula for success. Getting the record on the radio. Play it again, again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again, again, and again.
You understand that?
On the air. Tight playlist.
On the air.
Top 40.
Next day,
number one, baby.
You are crazy. You can't with these things.
I know I can't, but I did.
It also brings us to the end of the first part. Whatever you do, stay tuned for part two because it's going to be more than exciting. Exciting.
Turn on the radio.
There's no evidence of that, you say. There must be other explanations.
You're in shock. Trust me.
You've got no right to say that.
You all know the rules.
You got a big one. And there are very few. But when you catch a hit, when you catch a big winner, the earnings are incredible.
Getting the record on the radio. Play it again, again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again, again, and again.
Now here again.
Getting the record on the radio. Play it again, again, and again. Fight hard to get their records on the air. Play it again.
The same thing over and over and over again.
On the air. Tight playlist.
On the air.
Top 40.
On the air.
Top 30. Top 20.
Well, congratulations.
I just can't.
fucking radio.
Normal programs will be interrupted to give later on the spot reports if they are received. Meanwhile, we go back to our scheduled program.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy. It's time for a new generation of Republican leadership.
Following President Joe Biden's State of the Union address, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave a combative rebuttal on behalf of the Republican Party. Calling the president unfit to be commander-in-chief, she criticized the Biden administration's handling of the economy, immigration, crime, and foreign policy. President Biden traveled to Madison, Wisconsin Wednesday to rally supporters, some political observers noting the language of the State of the Union, which repeated the phrase, "finish the job," predict he will run for a second term. Biden spoke at a union training center to highlight the implementation of the American Rescue Plan, the infrastructure law, and his plans for adding more middle-class jobs to bolster the economy.
We're building an economy where no one's going to be left behind. My economic plan is about investing in places, people that have been forgotten.
Former Twitter executives testified and defended the company's decision to limit distribution of a 2020 report related to Hunter Biden's laptop. The hearing was an opportunity for Republicans on the House Oversight Committee to address concerns over alleged censorship. Former Twitter Deputy General Counsel Jim Baker dismissed conspiracy theories and defended his handling of the situation.
I'm aware of no unlawful collusion with or direction from any government agency or political campaign on how Twitter should have handled the Hunter Biden laptop situation.
Some Republicans believe tech companies like Twitter have colluded with the federal government, while some Democrats like California Representative Katie Porter say this is the latest attempt by Republicans to question and relitigate the outcomes of the 2020 election.
We have been going back and forth about this supposed suppression of a single news story from a single outlet for a single day.
President Biden's cabinet is expected to soon have a new opening, and some Asian American members of Congress are ready to push for who they think should take the job. They're getting behind Deputy Secretary of Labor Julie Hsu to replace outgoing Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh. It would be Sue's second attempt vying for the position. Finally, on Wednesday, the House voted to end the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's rule, which requires foreign travelers entering the U.S. be vaccinated for COVID-19. It comes the same day as public health officials like Dr. Rochelle Walensky from the CDC testified on the pandemic response since the onset of COVID-19.
Entering the fourth year of our activated response to COVID-19, we are moving faster than ever to deliver information to the public.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last year on the struggle in Pennsylvania over the rejection of thousands of undated mail-in ballots. Here's an update, and tomorrow we'll tell you more about the fight to fix it. In Pennsylvania, a mail-in ballot's envelope has a place to sign and date it as mandated by state law. Initially, election officials rejected signed but undated ballots, which had arrived on time. Lawsuits arose during the close U.S. Senate primary, and a state court ruled they could be counted. In June, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case, clearing the way to count the primary ballots. Then on November 6th, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that under state law, undated general election ballots could not be counted. Meanwhile, state and national Republican groups filed suit to outlaw the curing of ballots without dates, signatures, or other easily fixable issues. In late October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court affirmed a ruling allowing voters to fix their ballots before the deadline. The Associated Press analyzed data on over 16,000 rejected Pennsylvania ballots. They found that 7,904 ballots were rejected for lack of a signature or date on the inner envelope, and 8,250 ballots were rejected because the ballot was not inserted in a secrecy envelope. More tomorrow on legislation aimed at improving Pennsylvania's voting. Find links, articles, and resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
That's a 2022 song from the band Glove called Radio Out on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Misinformation about the impacts of offshore wind turbines on marine life could derail offshore wind farm projects in New York and New Jersey. The issue stems from a string of whale deaths in both states that occurred over the last 2 months. Experts said there's no link between offshore wind turbines and harm to whales, but misinformation has continued to spread. More than 165 New York elected officials signed a letter from elected officials to Protect America in support of offshore wind. But Albany County legislator William Reinhart notes there have been concerns about the development of a manufacturing facility at the Port of Albany. He feels any environmental impacts need to be addressed immediately.
As you develop your wind facilities, whether it's the port or the facilities themselves out in the ocean, you don't want to fall into the pattern of the fossil fuel industry, which is to create an awful lot of pollution, much more than you ever would with wind. But still, you want to follow environmental guidelines, take care of Mother Nature and all that.
Reinhart feels the best way to inform people is to present the science as clearly as possible to ensure people have a better understanding of offshore wind. Currently, New York has 4,300 megawatts in offshore wind farms under development. This is part of a goal to have 9,000 megawatts of offshore wind powering the state by 2035. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, several mayors of towns along the Jersey Shore have called for a moratorium on offshore wind. Atlantic County Commissioner Karen Fitzpatrick finds the majority of people have accepted offshore wind, but she notes a loud minority is eager to change all that. Fitzpatrick thinks this debate has become an allegory for the country's current divisiveness.
We are so divided and so tribal that a lot of people will not listen to another point of view or another perception, even when it is substantiated by hard facts.
She adds, in order to cut through the shouting of the minority, there need to be town hall meetings and other information sessions with people who are more knowledgeable about offshore wind. Fitzpatrick hopes it will help people see the real benefits to offshore wind and dispel any lies about the projects. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
On Wednesday, February 8th, Will Lawrence, who plays with the Felice Brothers, played a solo performance at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC had a live web stream and a live broadcast on FM, and here is most of Lawrence's set.
So the theme of tonight is travel, as we've been told, and I'm not afraid of talking about things on stage here, but I will say a little bit about each song. I'm trying to play songs that just have to do with travel, and this one is one I wrote that has a horseback is the mode of travel. Disconnected. Thanks a lot. Started snowing on the road, so I opened up the door, grabbed a shovel from the barn, started shoveling the lawn. That's where I'm trying to go. Bird feeder in my birds are passing on till I've come and gone, 'cause I'm where they're trying to go. Check the mail, see some geese up on the hill. That's where I want to go. As I approach, they fly away. They honk in their skin. Do an arc across the sky. Land somewhere else nearby. I don't really wanna go. So I go home. Do the dishes like I'm programmed. Play a piano, sing a tune. Wish I could play a clairvoyant. That's where I'd like to go. Maybe soon you will walk into the room, and I'll fall out of this dream into places you have seen, into places of
shorter walks. I just didn't make it to town. This song is about flying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to play one more song, and thank you to Noah for inviting me to be a part of the Variety Hour, Moral Panic Variety Hour, and thanks to everyone else who's performing tonight, and to all you for coming, and yeah, it's a great night. And to the Avalon, and this one's about it. It could be anything really, but it is about traveling, and I'm going to try this in a tuning that I've never really played it in, or I played it in once today, but let's see how it goes. It's called Back From Where I've Been, and thanks all for listening. See how the leaves are green, growing bigger than my hand. You know that when they fall again, I'll be back from where I've been, coming back from where I've been. $2 bill left in a drawer. I wish I had a couple more. Take my working blues away. I'd buy you anything. Put a stone on that open grave. Summer starts to fade. Each time you open up your eyes, a little closer to the line. What's on the other side? What's on the other side? Birds fly free across the sky. We watch them by and by. They're on the other side. See how the leaves are green, growing bigger than my hand. You know that when they fall.
That was Will Lawrence, one of the Felice brothers, performing a solo set at the Avalon Lawn Lounge in Catskill, live from there now on WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that the Greene County Legislature unanimously adopted a local law February 6 to give a tax break to first responders. Volunteer firefighters and volunteer emergency medical personnel will get a county property tax exemption of 10% of assessed value of the primary home of a volunteer first responder. And any volunteer who has 20 or more years of service will get the exemption for life. But Greene County Real Property Tax Service Director Raymond Ward says, and I quote, "For the 20-year exemption, you must have to live within the county," end quote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. At the Town of Catskill February 7th meeting, Town Attorney Theodore Hilscher said there were at least three subdivision proposals before the town. Hilscher proposed a recreation plan as a way to regulate the new subdivisions. His proposal would force developers to set aside natural areas and have playgrounds and could create a recreation trail in Catskill. Here is a brief excerpt of Hilscher speaking before the town board at the February 7th meeting from the WGXC web stream of the meeting.
This came up, this whole issue came up in front of the planning board because we have, we go years without a major subdivision application, and all of a sudden we got three in front of us. And so there are provisions in town law for subdivisions to either set aside land for recreational use, or if they don't have the land in their subdivision, the planning board can require that they make a payment to the town recreational fund. And I guess we don't have a recreational fund yet. You need to, in order to go to an applicant and tell them that you want them to make a contribution, the law requires certain things. It's Town Law 277. It requires the town to have identified the need for a recreational plan, and then the planning board has to go through. They have to make a finding that they looked at this subdivision, and the subdivision is going to, increase the population in the town, and it would be helpful to the town if the town has recognized that there's some recreational needs, and they could ask for a contribution.
Anyone can tune in to the entire Town of Catskill February 7th meeting in the WGXC audio archives. Rachel Silverstein reports in the Times Union that Amy Guildmeister, the Schoharie Town Health Director who recommended masks and vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic and was then frozen out of her job, was hired by the State Department of Health. Guildmeister was unanimously approved for a new 6-year term by the Schoharie County Board of Health, but was allegedly denied access to her office and county resources by opponents of her policies. The Schoharie County Board of Supervisors refused to reauthorize Guildmeister's salary. Guildmeister left the resignation letter that cited, and I quote, "hostile work conditions," end quote, and I quote, "extreme duress," end quote, as reasons for the new job. The Schoharie Board of Supervisors claimed there were complaints about her work, but never produced any proof of those allegations, and denied a Times Union Freedom of Information Law request for a copy of a report on Guildmeister that was allegedly presented during an executive session of the board. Read the full story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County bus ridership is up 38% in the last 3 months of 2022 after the rides became free. The Ulster County Area Transit, commonly known as UCAT, began free rides in October. Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger said, and I quote, "The increase in ridership is exactly what we'd hope to see with the elimination of fares, and since state funding is tied to ridership, this means more funding to the county to invest in public transit," end quote. Ridership was 85,476,000 during the final 3 months of 2022 in Ulster County. Last August, the Ulster County Legislature voted 16-7 to offer the bus at no cost for riders, with all Republicans voting against the measure. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Report for Thursday, February 9th, and we start each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. At the Stewart's Shops in Caro, gas is $3.54 a gallon, according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast is a 12, which is very low on Thursday. Also very low, the UV index is just a 0 because it's going to be cloudy and rainy all day. Water temperature in the Hudson River is at 38.81 degrees Fahrenheit, and over the last 10 years, it's averaged 35.75 on this day, so it is well above normal right now. National Weather Service in Albany says rain is likely on Thursday, mainly after 11 a.m. There is a 70% chance of precipitation today, with a high of 41 and a wind from the south, 13 to 18 miles per hour in the morning, spinning local windmills with gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. Tonight, the rain is also likely. There's a 60% chance, mainly before 9 p.m. With cloudy skies, a low around 41. South wind, 15 to 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. So windy and rainy today. Friday, the forecast is for partly sunny skies with a high near 46 and a west wind 17 to 23 miles per hour with gusts as high as 37 miles per hour Friday. Friday night, mostly cloudy is the forecast with low around 25 and continuingly windy 10 to 16 miles per hour from the west with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour forecast. Saturday should be mostly sunny with a high of 34 and a low around 21. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. So what's your name, and you want to call and say something about Alan Skerritt?
Yeah, my name is Quinn.
And what do you want to say?
Yeah, Al was a great guy. I listened to the shows for many years, and he was the type of guy that told you what you needed, not what you wanted. And he was to the point. He had music for everybody. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye. And God bless you, Alan. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Quinn out. Bye.
All right. Bye.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. Lost more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are lies. Mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more?
understand.
From Columbia County, this is the Slink Moss Explosion with the song Space Cowboy No. 1 from their 2022 release Floating Ghost Hotel on the radio at WGXC.